it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dow closed up 196 points, S&P up 17, and the NASDAQ up 81. Trying to get the lowest mortgage rate. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, if you're in the throes of trying to buy a home, you've probably crunched the numbers to determine how much of a house you can afford. Well, unless you can buy it all with cash, you'll probably want the lowest rate loan that you can get. But how? Well, the first step is to get your credit in the best shape possible. The stronger your credit scores, the more attractive you are to lenders' lowest rates. Pull your free credit report by as early as you can. Fix the mistakes that you spot and pay down the existing debt. A small bump in your score can make a huge difference in the offers that you'll receive. Now, when your credit is solid, shop it. Go beyond your local bank and your dad's lender. Get quotes from different types of lenders, big banks, credit unions, online and private lenders. Roll up your sleeves and compare. The interest rate is important, but high fees with a lower rate may actually cost you more. The loan with a slightly higher rate could end up being the cheaper option once all the costs are factored in. The loan term is also important. 15-year mortgages generally have lower rates than 30-year mortgages, but payments are higher. Adjustable rate mortgages may start out lower than fixed rate loans, but the rate can rise later. The right choice depends upon your budget and how long you plan to stay in the house. If it's your forever home, consider buying discount points. That means paying more upfront to bring your rate down. Timing is important too. Mortgage rates can change from week to week. Watch those trends and work with your lender to lock the rate if you see it drop. And finally, don't underestimate the power of negotiation. If you've gathered multiple offers, let lenders know. Many of them will be willing to match or even beat a competitor's rate to win your business. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
So how is the housing market right now in Wichita, the Wichita area?
I think it's plugging along. I mean, I've got a client right now, actually meeting with them today, that are looking at putting an offer on a house. And they said it's been on the market for 5 weeks. You know, now the price has actually come down. Now the people may still have starry eyes when it comes to selling their house, and they're looking at some of those immediately following COVID bumps that we saw. Yeah. So I think that was a little mini bubble, perhaps. But it seems to be moving.
Today is National TV Dinner Day.
Oh.
A day to let yourself enjoy a complete meal without having to cook.
How do you handle a hungry man?
A man handler. Did you know that the first TV dinner was a Thanksgiving meal of turkey, peas, cornbread, dressing, and sweet potatoes?
Probably not. Pressed turkey.
It was the company C.A. Swanson and Sons that developed TV dinners in 1953, headquartered in Tulsa.
Mm. Really? I didn't know that. Okay. And it was in one of those stamped foil.
Yeah, the things they used to have foil on the top, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
A rectangular thing with these little pockets in there.
They looked like they were big, but then when you held it up, it was only about half an inch thick.
Yeah. All right.
Make sure you read the instructions, because some of those foil tops you have to perforate occasionally, or some of them you peel off entirely, and other ones you leave on.
Jad, yeah. They don't make the foil top ones anymore.
I know.
Well, they do
the same thing with the plastic nowadays.
There you go.
So, okay. Do you have a favorite TV dinner?
I used to. I mean, we would love either the roast beef or the Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak.
Yeah, and it came with that little dessert in there, that little cherry compote or something, or the applesauce.
Whatever that was, yeah.
Or the brownie. And if you left it in 30 seconds too long, it turned into a hockey puck.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, but that other one that it you know, you'd eat the rest of it, and you touch that thing, you could burn a hole in your mouth. I remember getting blistered mouth a few times.
Yeah. My wife really liked the turkey and dressing and Thanksgiving sort of thing there. But
you know what I'd love to find? I'd love to find a couple of those TV trays.
Oh.
That with the little X, you know, the little mm-hmm. stand that yeah. you just you leave them leaning against the wall, and then you just open them up and clamp them down and sit down. And
we had those made out of wood.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
I don't you have them anymore. I don't know. No, Shelly and I've had them, but I don't know where they are. She's thrown them away or sold them or something. Yeah. Those photos of Ronald Reagan and Mrs. Reagan at the White House eating off TV trays.
Oh, that's like funny. That. Well, that's probably going to be my next estate sale find. Is if I can find one that's got, you know, especially if it's got something mid-century on it, you know, like some boomerangs or some.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Today, celebrating National TV Dinner Day. Today, it was on this date 62 years ago. In 1963, 20 black students walked into public schools in Birmingham, Mobile, and Tuskegee, Alabama, after a standoff between the National Guard and Governor George Wallace. And George Wallace, he would change his attitude over the years. Of course, he was shot, almost assassinated, wound up in a wheelchair for the last part of his life, and kind of mended ways on the racial issue, I guess, before he passed away. 6:35, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. All right, Ted, here we are, another world record, Guinness World Record. This time it's by a cereal.
Are you getting a check from the Guinness people?
The Guinness people, they're giving a lot of money. They're giving me a lot of money, yes, to mention these. I think they're stupid, and I love them. I think they're goofy, and I just love to tell about this. A cereal Guinness World Record breaker took some time during an ocean cruise to spit a table tennis ball at a wall and break one of his own records. David Rush, who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles at more than 180, said he was somewhere in the North Atlantic Ocean aboard the Disney Wonder Cruise ship when he broke the record for the most table tennis balls bounced against a wall with the mouth in 30 seconds for the third time. Rush originally set the record at 43 bounces, bested his own title in 2024 with 47, and he managed to break the record for a third time with 51 bounces on day 5 of his cruise. Now, how do you do that? Well, I wondered. They do have a video that shows how he does it. He puts a ball in his mouth. He spits it. It hits the wall and comes back, catches it in his mouth, back and forth, just like that. Catches his mouth, spit, catches. Yeah. Fascinating.
It's easier if you use a paddle.
Yeah, this guy. I don't want to play ping pong against this guy. Yeah, because he could take the ball in his mouth.
Or who's the guy cleaning up the spittle? The poor ship employee at the end of that process.
The ping pong balls. Okay. Let's see here. Survey of more than 3,000 football fans about their drinking habits. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to save this one for a little later.
Okay.
Cracker Barrel has decided to suspend the redesign of its restaurant chain and will keep its original logo. I thought we already had this last week.
No, but they're suspending the redesign.
Yeah, the redesign. They acknowledged customer feedback in a statement released this week. You've shared your voices in recent weeks, not just on our logo, but also on our restaurants. The rollout of the new logo led to a major backlash and a significant stock drop. Prompting the company to go into damage control mode. I guess a new Coke type deal there, huh?
So good news. You can still sit on that old rickety wooden chair and eat your chicken and dumplings.
Yeah. I like Cracker Barrel. I don't know.
I do too.
I don't eat there very often, but we have a family tradition that over the years, of course, we would go to at Thanksgiving time every year, travel south to Shelley's family, all lives in Texas. And so
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My little family, we'd get to get up early on the day, I don't know, 2 days before Thanksgiving to drive down there, and we would make it to Oklahoma City by about 6:30, beat the traffic, and go into the Cracker Barrel and have breakfast.
See, there you go.
Did it every year for, I don't know how many, 7-8 years in a row. And always like to look at all the goodies they had out there in the, lobby.
Their little general store.
The general store.
It's always entertaining.
And generally speaking, I think the chow was always pretty good at Cracker Barrel. So there you go.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.